Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey everybody, it's Tuesday, a beautiful Tuesday in the hood. How's your nor'easter? That's right. Hey everybody, it's the Mike O'Mara Show for a fabulous Tuesday. You know what that means? That means it's Mailbag Tuesday. Some of you love it, some of you hate it, but we don't care because we're going to do it anyway. Screw you, haters. Sometimes I just feel like...
You gotta tell him.
Does that song mean more to you now when he says, "Hand me down my walking cane"?
Hey, very funny, Rob Spiewak. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, he's quick with a quip. That's right, he's Rob Spiewak. That's right. When he was growing up in school, his teachers hated him. His father hated him in the back seat of the car. And now, after almost a quarter century, I hate him too, but I still love him. Do you remember?
Over a quarter century. Come on,
is
buddy.
Is it over a quarter century?
Oh, yeah, sure. Right.
How long have you been broadcasting for?
My first day on the Don and Mike Show was, I think, April 3rd, 1992.
You didn't tell me how long.
77 WABC. That's right. It was years ago where a young man came into the studio with a sweatshirt on, some cargo shorts, and a dirty, greasy, stinky pair of Birkenstocks. After over a quarter century, he still wears that uniform today. It's the uniform that says, "I am a success."
Yes! Yes!
Coming up on 28 years.
Thank you.
28 years.
If you count college radio.
28 years you've been working with me?
26 years with you come April.
I don't count next college
month.
Radio.
Okay, then 26 years next month. All right. Thank you.
26 years.
And Mike, yourself, how many years?
Doing it?
Yes.
How long have I been doing it, Rob? I don't know. 1981, I guess.
81? That would be.
Commercial radio, I've been practicing since 1981.
That'd be 36 years. Coming up on 37 years.
37 years. Oh, my goodness. Yes, sirree. 37 years. Get the shovel or the backhoe, whatever the case may be.
Backhoe.
Oh, man. It's time to put Mike O'Mara into the big sleep. I'm nearly dead.
You started as a kid, for God's sake.
How about you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm still not in it, man.
Okay. All right.
I would say zero years.
Okay. I get it. I'm still not in it.
Oh, I love this jingle.
Not in the game.
Hey, everybody. He's still not in it. Might be Ambien from the night before. Might be lack of sleep. I don't know. All I know is his mouth sounds like a squishy squid. That's right. Squishy squid mouth. Oscar Santana to sing for you.
I would say that Oscar's in it if he has his own jingle. Wouldn't you say if Oscar had a jingle, he would actually be a real broadcaster, right?
Does Oscar have a jingle?
Yeah, how do you explain this?
Oscar is a douchebag.
Hey, everybody. You heard it. And now we turn our attention to the third member of our little Washington, D.C. trifecta. His name? Matt Bloom. That's right. Japanese anime figures on his little chest of drawers. Empty cigarette cartons thrown in the dumpster in the back of his condo complex. Saturday night dinners with his mother, Glenda. Someday he'll get a date. We're not sure. How many days have you been quitting smoking?
17.
I congratulate you! There you
go. That's
it.
Nice.
You bring a wild card into it, that means you're a real pro.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You rolled the dice.
There was every chance that he might go, and that would have ruined the
talk. They could sabotage you.
Really what he could have said is, had two this morning.
All right, one more.
Please.
How about we do 50s on 5, even though we're not going to play a 50s song.
Oh, good.
Let's go! 50s on 5, Radio XM.
It's the dawn of rock and roll. Let's go.
Hey, everybody. Mike O'Mara in the minority camp today. That's right. I'm one of the few people in the United States that cannot stand Tiffany Haddish. That's right. No talent. No comic ability. But boy, is she loud. Here's her line at the Oscars.
She should host.
Oh, God. God. I mean, do we anoint people in this country immediately?
You get one good line off, and all of a sudden you're hosting the Oscars. That's all you need.
Welcome to
14 years, Mike. 14 years in the biz.
You're only 14 years in the biz. You're a baby.
Yeah, because I don't.
A baby.
If you don't count college radio, then 14 years.
I don't count college radio. 97 Wave. You know who counts college radio? I'll tell you who counts college radio. Alan Wentzel. That's a man that counts college radio. I don't know. He's been doing something up in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Hey, congratulations on your Eagles, Alan Wentzel.
And, Mike, I did. Sorry, I thought of you last night. Arch Campbell doesn't post on Facebook a lot.
Oh, no.
But he did do an Oscars post, and I just wanted you to know he said, the Oscars. No surprises. Washington's winner, all hit
WAVA. It's Arch Campbell. If we pick the Oscars.
About the shape of water. Huh?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. A lady marries a fish. What's going on?
Can't understand it. People love mixed marriages. I just didn't think the mixed marriage would involve a lady and a striped bass. Am I right?
Sure I am.
No surprises.
No surprises.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Just had to get that. Sometimes I just have to get that out of my system. I think it's
the best way to start a show, man. I love it.
But do you count internships as well?
Internships? Right. Let me turn that down. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was curious.
If you're on air with the internship, I would think.
All right. Man, well then 17 Ooh. Years.
17
years.
As Greaseman would say.
Man, oh man, internships. Yeah, my very first internship. I can tell the kids this. We got Jessica and Maddie on deck right now, ladies and gentlemen. My very first internship was at NBC Radio, where I worked with luminaries like Peter Quinn Hackett. That's right, and Marvin Kalb. And Bernard Kalb. And they were the best. Bon Jovi on WAVA! Oh, I've got another hook. Now they're talking. Sorry. That'd be the first one I messed up, which means I've taken this bit too long.
You hit the post, though.
Yeah, I actually hit it by accident.
You hit it?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. I remember going to NBC for my internship, and I was a desk assistant, and the very first day that I walked into NBC, somebody put the arm on me to join the union.
Strong arm you.
It was a paid internship. Jessica, Maddie, sorry. And they put the squeeze on me and I joined.
You know, they did the same thing when I was hired at Safeway.
Really?
Yeah, big union. Yeah.
You were approached by a shop steward, correct?
They said, "We cannot tell you what to do or what not to do." Right. But if you want to protect your position and if you want to advance in the if you want to advance in the company, I said, "I'm out."
Yeah,
I'm not your guy.
Bye bye.
Not a part of the local 400. No,
you didn't join the union.
No, I didn't. I was
very good.
I was like Norma Ray.
What? His story is so much cooler than your story.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm not a cool guy.
I'm just saying.
That's the breakdown.
He was at NBC Radio. You were at Safeway.
Yeah, but I still knew all the product codes.
I don't know if it was Peter Quinn Hackett, but if you want to know who Peter Hackett was, Peter Hackett played the role of the news director on Broadcast News. And he's a guy that I work with at
Is he the one that says NBC a bad Network joke?
Radio. Yeah, it's a bad joke.
Oh,
a,
God, that's like my that favorite.
And they were all these grizzled veterans, it's like the awesome. Same people you would say. I have a soft spot in my heart for all these correspondents.
How weird,
like,
you would
Katie
bring it up.
Tur and, you know, it's
Broadcast
great.
News is our show open today. That's a weird coincidence.
That is very, very odd. So, well, we're 9 minutes into the broadcast.
Yes.
Shall we do the mailbag?
Yes, because
people
it's
going,
not about
people
us.
Are going, no, no. Okay, we'll open the show, and then we're going to do the mailbag. And then if you got a problem with that, suck it. Thank you very much, Rusty Wacker.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
How you doing?
Great. Network news, Washington. I love it. What do you do when your real life exceeds your dreams?
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
I'm a little intimidated with you.
Oh, stop it. You can't talk about feeling intimidated when you're on top of the world. It's unseemly.
I'm not buying into any of that. I have a load to learn. I'm not going to act as if...
You have the job you have.
Shut up for a second.
Okay. Pretty peppy party, isn't it, pal?
I made one rule for myself when this started, and I realized I was going to take a lot from you people because of being from sports.
And that rule was?
Never to pretend to know more than I did.
Can you name all the members of the cabinet?
Okay, let's drop it.
What?
I mean, I am not gonna take a test for you. I mean, if that came up in conversation...
We're conversing. Oh, no, the names of the cabinet have slipped my mind. Say, do you know them? Okay, don't name them for me. Just tell me if you know.
Yes, Aaron, I know the names of the cabinet.
Okay. All 12?
Yes.
There's only 10.
You're feeling good, aren't you?
I'm starting to, yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and podcast with listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Updated now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by, here it is, Lightstream.
Yay!
Now listen to me. Listen up. It's important. The average interest rate on credit card debt is a staggering 17% APR. And many of you don't even pay attention to it.
You just
pay it like lemmings, like drones. Don't you wish you could combine your credit card balances into one low, fixed monthly payment? Let me tell you about Lightstream. With Lightstream, you get a credit card consolidation loan with a fixed interest rate as low as 5.49 APR with autopay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest on loans from $5,000 to $100,000, and they do it with no fees, people. Plus, your interest rates, before you apply, you see them, which is very rare online. Lightstream prides itself on full transparency. Transparency means you can see right through them. That's it. Absolutely. Well, with most of these credit cards, I mean, the whole goal of these credit card companies is to let you know that you're not paying 18%, not tell you what you're paying 18%, 17%, 16%. Listen to that APR, 5.49% APR with autopay. Your application is 100% online, and Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, a biggie. So you can be confident that you're working with one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions out there. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to Lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Go ahead. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
There are only 10. You're feeling pretty good, aren't you?
Yes, I'm starting to. Let me see. All right. Let me look up so you know I'm not looking at a computer. We have Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State. We have Steve Mnuchin, Treasury.
Mm.
We have Wilbur. What's his name?
Wright.
Wilbur.
One Great
Ross.
Pig.
It's not Wilbur Wright.
Wilbur Ross.
Wilbur Ross, who is the Secretary of Commerce?
I think so.
Is that it?
Mm. There's only
Jeff
10.
Sessions, Attorney General. James Mattis, Secretary of Defense. Sonny Perdue is the Agriculture Secretary. Wilbur Ross is the Commerce Secretary. And it goes on and on. But anyway.
But that's at time of broadcast. That could have changed by this afternoon.
Let me see if there are only 10. Let's see. Okay, so I'm counting them right now. So Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin, Secretary of Defense James Mattis, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zink, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
Hey, Sonny Perdue!
I'm Sonny Perdue. I'm going to supervise the check-ins. Wilbur Ross is Commerce Secretary. Alexander Acosta is Labor Secretary. Tom Price likes to fly private. He's the Secretary of Health. And
Ben Carson is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Well, they've added more, maybe.
There are a lot more.
And Secretary of Entertainment, Arch Campbell.
Oh, my God.
There are more than there were when broadcast news was made.
All right. It's not about us. It's about you. And it is time to open the mailbag for today, Tuesday, March 6th, 2018. It's all about you.
It's all about you.
Arch.
It's all about you.
Arch.
All the time. All these things that I do. It's all about you.
No
it's
surprises.
It's all about you. All the time.
Arch Campbell, for those of you around the country who don't know who I'm talking about, Arch Campbell, the legendary TV reporter, movie coverer.
He's been on this show. You should go back and listen to his episodes. Very good.
Yes. Very, very good. Hey, Big Dummy, any gifts or letters written in longhand?
Yeah, before I read you the letter, I need you to see the address that came on the envelope, because I assumed it was a fan letter from a six-year-old. Okay, can you see the handwriting there?
I'm looking up in the corner. That appears to be a logo of an eatery.
Yes,
of a watering hole here, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, and then something written on it.
Yeah, it's the address.
Buffalo Pigeon Scratch.
It's dated Feb 2018, and it reads, "Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the entire TMOS crew, I wanted to write and tell you how extremely grateful we all are that you attended our ribbon-cutting ceremony on February 4th. Let there be no question that Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is your home bar and restaurant. I know your slogan is 'Don't get happy,' but it's hard not to when you guys walk in the door. You make us laugh, and we love you for it more than you know. Mike, don't forget, I have two bikes. Just say when, and we'll ride. Oscar, the goose hasn't been the same since you left her alone in the beer garden. Rob, we will keep the Stellos on ice for you all summer long. Pony, may you breathe like the wind without those cancer sticks. Thanks again to all of you for all you do. Give our best to your beautiful families. See you in Vegas. Jimmy, Mo, Kelsey, and the entire staff at Jimmy's."
Oh, that is so nice.
Thank you,
so
JBC.
Kind.
Thank you very much. James Bullwinkle.
What a nice guy.
And this arrived, attention, Mike O'Mara, from Andy Mole of Solon, Iowa. Two boxes of Blueberry Pancake Crunch Captain Crunch cereal will be headed your way before you know it, Mike. So thank you, Andy, in Solon, Iowa.
Can one of those head my way right now?
And Oscar, have one.
No, you don't get my cereal.
I want to try it.
No, you don't get
Let
my cereal.
Let him just sample it in studio, and then we'll tape it back up.
Okay. Never mind.
All right, let's get through the birthdays real quick. That's
Please.
The new mailbag, the new improved mailbag. Scott Bergson of Pine Hill, New Jersey, 41 tomorrow. Attaboy, Bergson. Ooh. Happy 13th birthday to Shane Ishmael.
13.
Call me Ishmael. Now officially a teenager. Way to go, Shane. Roy is a big TMOS fan, and Gretchen wanted us to say happy 40th birthday to Roy. Also, hello to Matt Bynes of Sacramento. The birthday boy. There you go. By the way, we got this guy that puts cabinets in, and he's phenomenal, and his cost is the best, absolutely the best value of anybody that's ever done work down here. But there's always a trade-off. In life, there is always a trade-off.
Sure.
And the trade-off with this guy is he is a talker. He is a talker. He is a talker to the point when Carla says, "Hey, I'm going to bring Mr. Z. We'll call him for the.
Yeah.
We're going to bring him in here to work on the cabinets." I said, "I don't want to see him. I don't want to have anything to do with it." So yesterday he's over here, and Carla calls and says, "All right, they're all done. They're going to be heading out shortly." And I made the mistake of driving my golf cart into the garage, walking in while he was still in the house, and the first thing is like, so how you feeling? And then I went like this. Oh,
Napoleon. No,
almost 40 minutes. And you can't extricate yourself from it. I said, I don't care. It's great. Get what you need to get done before we're leaving. Go ahead and do it. Please. I don't want to be in the same room. Not the same, just the same room. I can go. You know, please don't do that again. I will not mention any names.
I have a neighbor. You know, we live like a pipe stem off of a court. Mm-hmm. And I have pulled up and seen him like doing stuff outside and yes. taking a quick lap around the neighborhood in hopes that he'll go inside before I get home. Because,
yes, because he's a talker.
He's a talker. And here's
we
the worst thing.
We talk for a living, so we don't want to sit there for hours and talk.
Meaningless no. talk. Meaningless. Right. He'll say something like, wow, how about this weather?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, yeah, it sure is. Mm-hmm. Gotta go. Right.
And by the way, I mean, weather up there where you are, been a factor.
I love talking to people. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Well, it must be nice to be you.
All right, thank you. That's right.
You're going to be 40 and loves talking to people.
Yeah, yes. No, I hate it as much as you do.
I know you do. Learn his way through a conversation. Oh. Our next letter says, hey, guys, congrats on Podcast Village. Is there yet an official Podcast Village idiot?
It's early, I would say.
Inquiring minds and so forth. Please advise. Dennis Lowe writes that. Might be my favorite letter of the month.
I would say that if we're going to name names.
Right.
Right yes. now.
Yeah, got mm-hmm. to.
His name is Adrian Garcia.
Oh, I knew you were going to jump on
well,
him.
Well, it's because he doesn't do the work he's supposed to do.
Not a wide man named Ford who hangs around here more than anybody
else. A wide man.
No, he's actually capable of a few
the
things.
Wide man,
yes.
Ford.
Hey, look, we have the village idiot right here.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Which is not even him.
No.
Who, as far as the Podcast Village refrigerator, who consumes the most beverages of all kind? Alcoholic, in other words. Who consumes the most of all of you,
I say by default it has to be Rob Spiewak because he takes two for the road,
like every day.
No, I haven't taken one for the road in a long time.
He takes a few for here when they're here, and then two for the road.
But I also have been bringing in a water from home every day because we've been devoid of water in the fridge.
Yes,
so
how dare we?
No, well, no, I'm not saying
that's
that.
The first complaint.
Devoid of water in your fridge?
No, in this fridge here. There's been no water, okay. And so I've been bringing water from home.
So what do you take home normally?
I don't take anything home anymore.
When
I did
you were
once.
Taking things home,
it would be a Coke take? Normally.
Two?
And one for Carrie.
I did once for Carrie.
You told
Carrie,
us
yeah.
that you need to take two.
Yeah, I did once.
More than once.
No, I don't think it's more than once. I don't think it is.
You know, I hate it when you quit.
What do you mean?
I'm not there. I'm not. But I can't fight your battle.
One time.
Mister,
one time.
Godra. No, I think you're wrong. Okay. I'm done.
I one time took a Coke home for Carrie. Here's the deal. I have changed my route home, and now I hit a 7-Eleven on the way home, and I'm back into a big gulp habit. So there's no need for me to take one home.
That's the gem. When did you start stopping at 7-Eleven?
This was maybe, 2 months ago. But you see, here's the deal. It's right on the right side of the road. It's
how many
easy.
Ounces of fluid in the
yes.
I think, well, it's how big is the double gulp?
The double gulp?
What? It's fantastic. A double gulp. And I get a weird, you know what? I think I might be the only person to ever get a double gulp of ginger ale.
Is that 64 ounces?
Yeah, it might be. That sounds about right.
I think that's 60, what it is. Yeah.
Boy,
can
I like
someone
ginger.
Look up how many grams of sugar
he gets a 2
is in
liter
a regular
on the
regular
way home?
Soda pop,
yeah,
a 2 liter.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That's going to
icy cold.
You're going to have blue toes if you drink that.
No,
you're
no,
have
no.
Blue toes.
The only way I'd get blue toes is if for exposure in cold weather. Otherwise, I'm fine.
How many grams of sugar in a sugar soda?
They're looking like, right
but
now.
Ginger ale also has real ginger, which aids digestion.
It's like Canada Dry, the stuff they have at 7-Eleven.
That has real ginger in it.
It's probably artificial ginger.
Mock ginger. Right some sort
is
of
anybody
fake
looking
ginger.
It up? Anyway,
we have a whole team right looking up right now. I think Pony has it.
Yeah,
Pony has it.
It is 64 ounces. It is 200% more than the average adult human stomach.
Okay. You mean the actual volume?
The size is so huge.
Yeah, but I believe you've all seen me. This is not an adult average stomach.
In a 12-ounce beverage, in a 12-ounce sugary soda, how many grams of sugar are there?
I can tell you.
And then you multiply it by 6, roughly.
Sugary soda, right?
Yeah, how many grams?
Grams, we've got 39.
39, so let's call it 240.
You know, put it in a bowl and look at it, and that's how much sugar you're ingesting.
Well, that's only how much sugar I'm ingesting from the soda.
What else? What else do you get?
There's nachos. He's talking about his diet. During the day.
If I were to have a cup of coffee, there'd be sugar in that. There's sugar in the yogurt I have every morning.
When you walk into the 7-Eleven,
yes,
you don't just get the big gulp.
No, you sometimes get a cheeseburger big bite too.
Here's the amazing thing.
Still down 50 pounds the last 12 months. How does it happen?
How are you able to maintain weight loss with that much
sugar? I don't know. You know what? Finally, a win. And a well-deserved one. I've been waiting for this one for a long time.
Besides ginger ale, do you get a regular Coke?
Well, I have gotten Coke before. They also have Dr. Pepper.
You're such a conjurer. What do you have when you stop at 7-Eleven?
Invariably, I would say 6 days of 7. And you know what? Thank God you're so patient with me. I really appreciate it.
No,
6 days of 7, I get ginger ale. But sometimes if you want caffeine, I'll get a Coke or a Dr.
Pepper. Remember when he got the flu? The flu, I say, with air quotes.
And that's when you came in and ran the board like a champ.
Yes.
He was great.
Yes.
I'm just trying to find out what your regular soda is.
Lap band surgery.
It was lap band surgery that was out for 4 days?
There's no way you can eat that way.
That's what it was.
And lose the weight you've lost.
You couldn't drink a 64-ounce soda if you had lap band surgery. Your stomach would explode.
Or you'd just pee 3 times on the way home.
So do you get a Coke usually? Is that what you get?
No, ginger ale more often than not. That would be the...
Ginger ale?
Yeah, that's what I love. I love ginger ale.
That's your go-to soda.
I love ginger ale.
You just cut out drinking?
Drinking. I've lowered drinking and I eat breakfast now.
Oh my God.
But the reason I say that is because after the party, I've been grabbing a Sprite.
Yes.
And it's just so much sugar. But it tastes great. But Sprite is so much sugar.
It's almost sweeter than it used to be, it seems. I don't know what it is.
But I looked at the sugar and Carl's like, that's not much sugar. Because the one thing I am not ingesting at all anymore is diet soda. And I'm trying, and therefore,
I hate diet soda.
I can't really drink soda. And we don't have water in the house. So I'm drinking today tap water from Cocoonville.
Oh, by the way,
you know what's in this?
What?
I am probably pouring carcinogens into my body right now.
Well, I can't imagine in Florida, Mike, anyone fertilizes their lawn.
None of that fertilizer runs off into the groundwater.
No problem. And none of it finds its way to your faucet.
DC water, not so great. Worst water ever, Arizona water. Tap water
for Arizona water. Flint.
Yeah.
comes out in chunks.
You know, you win. You win. Flint water.
Amazingly, you know it has great water.
All right, here we go. The urine of old people. There you go. All right, very good.
New York City has great tap water.
We got to move on. Hey, guys, my girlfriend and I are traveling from Seattle to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, this week to celebrate my 38th birthday. By the way, did a really nice job with that pronunciation.
You did.
Puerto Vallarta. Puerto Vallarta. They're going to celebrate my 38th birthday. I'm currently downloading dozens of old bonus episodes for the trip. Any other travel tips from the TMOS crew? Thanks, Kelly Cassidy.
I
have a travel tip.
Go right ahead.
Change your name to a guy's name, Kelly. That's not a guy's name, Kelly. You run around Mexico with that name, they're going to think you're a chick.
Wow,
I'd say drink
you?
Lots of regular ginger ale. I'll never get sick.
I've been to Puerto Vallarta. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I know this.
Isn't it cartel country now, though? There's one of those. Is it Acapulco? Isn't there like a dream
Acapulco
location that's now become controlled by the cartel?
I would say that there has been a gentleman's agreement between the cartels and the hotel zones.
Because in the Elvis movie, Fun in Acapulco, there's almost no drug trafficking at all.
That's the 1950s and 60s.
Yes, right. Okay. Well, that's my baseline.
Yeah, but there is an unspoken rule, and right. I know this because my father lived in Mexico City for 6 years representing the World Health Organization, right?
It's a horribly named city. It's like calling a city America City.
And
Mexico City.
And we would go to...
Great golf tournament. Hey, way to go, Phil. Nice job.
Oh, beautiful.
Finally. Yeah. A win, right? A W.
Yeah, it was very good.
Nice
very
drought, Phil.
That. Yeah.
It's over.
I bet he had a big meal of quesadillas after that.
Look, point is this. Yes, there's more violence in these hotel zones, but for the most part, they are safe because those tourism dollars can legitimize the money laundering.
Around Cancun now, not that the people, the tourists are being affected by it directly, but they are dumping bodies in the Cancun area now. So the cartel is kind of everywhere.
Yeah, but that's only at Senor Frog's.
Send you senior frogs. It's a dead body.
All right.
I'll have two dead bodies and a jello shot.
There's our alarm. I'm sorry. You have to move on with the mailbag.
All right.
Moving right along here. Gentlemen, I've listened to and grown fat on the blood of TMOS for far too long. And like Saul on the road to Damascus, I, too, was blind to my responsibilities. Oh, I like biblical references.
Yes.
I stand in front of you a changed man, like Paul, if you will, in this parable. And I've now seen the light. I cast off worldly goods, okay, $70, and purchased the Mike O'Mara bonus show.
Yes.
And I am now guaranteed a place in podcast heaven. That is true. Rob, I can see a promo for the podcast.
Podcast heaven?
Where we make it, you'll go to heaven if you, turn me into an Irish priest. Podcast heaven, which includes an extra hour of Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony every goddamn week. Forgive me for my past sucking. Carl Cox.
Hey.
Maybe Kelly Cassidy and Carl Cox. Pretty peppy party, huh, Pete? anyway, hello, boys. I recently re-upped my bonus show subscription as a birthday gift to myself. In regards to the vasectomy discussion of episode 358, I got a vasectomy last year, and I love it. Okay. I don't brag about it publicly. Well, you're doing that now.
Yeah.
But yes, my drive is crazy now with my box fiance. My drive?
I guess his sex drive, yeah.
We started a Christmas club for our kids from prior marriages, where we each put a dollar in a basket. We literally do it for the kids. Name and address withheld.
I'm so creeped out by that every time they have sex, they donate a dollar towards their kids' Christmas presents.
Oh, is that what he was saying in the letter?
Christmas club.
All right. Hello, gentlemen and interns. 10 years ago, I stopped sucking on cigarettes. In honor of Matt Bloom not sucking cigarettes anymore, I decided this was the right time for me to stop sucking again. But boy, everybody buying the bonus
this week.
By buying the TMOS bonus show subscription in Pony Boy's honor. By the way, Matt does not suck at tech support or quick responses. Continue the great work for TMOS, Pony. Keep up the funny, guys. Mark Diverter.
Diverter. Thank you, sir.
Hey, you're drinking Diverter out of the bottle this morning.
You're going to need a Diverter after 64 ounces of regular ginger ale. My apologies to Rob for not sending this at 10:56 on Monday night. Moving right along. Gentlemen, I am a couple of weeks behind, but on a recent episode, I heard Nikki Diamond and the Olympics mentioned in the same sentence. I know that the show doesn't have the budget to meet Nikki's exorbitant salary demands, but I would love to hear Nikki's report for the Kentucky Derby. Count on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep up the funny Jeff Dahl. We'll do that for you. Let's send him.
Yeah, we're going to
send Nikki. Send Nikki to the Derby. Hi, gentlemen. I'm hoping that's not till May, right?
Right.
And you guys are generals.
Colonels.
Oh, colonels.
That's right. Yeah. Colonel Ginger Ale.
Hi, gentlemen. I'm hoping that Mike or Pony can offer me some advice for my mom to help her quit smoking. I know that Pony is trying to quit right now, and I asked Mike because he's told the story of how his mom used to smoke, and so I thought he might have some insight on how she was able to quit. My mom's tried to quit several times over the years. She's now 69 years old. I pray for her, but I know it will take more than prayers. I'm hoping that either or both of you might have some advice that could help. Thanks, guys. I love the podcast and the bonus show. A loyal fan, Laker Toby. Oh, he's got a name, Laker Toby.
He's a good guy, though. We met him at our Reno show. Nice
in
fella.
Reno, Nevada. Pony, you're more qualified than I am. I don't have to quit smoking, so you did. So what do you? I mean, you have so far. You're still not at the month mark yet.
I've quit. I can talk about it. You literally have to wake up and decide to stop.
That's exactly what you have to do.
You wake up and you're like, you know what?
No more.
Enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also say that in order to give up anything that you love, diversions are important.
Absolutely.
You have to have diversions. You have to move something
into
that space.
Video games.
Yes. Or just occupy your time.
Book clubs.
Get mom a Rubik's Cube.
Crochet.
A magic eight ball.
Why does it always have to be spending money, Rob? I think this is a wonderful idea. Tell her to start sucking your thumb.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. Good for your teeth. Thank you very much. That's for you, Laker Toby.
A rubber band around your wrist.
Oh, the old rubber band on the wrist. Yeah.
By the way, sucking the thumb as an adult, if your teeth curve inward, you know, like a woodchuck, that'll straighten them right out.
So it's a positive.
Mom's out felling some trees.
Good news, son. I made you some cookies.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Laker Toby. Yeah. What's up, Doc?
Moving right. Oh, I hold in my hand the final letter.
Yay! Oh, final letter.
Woo!
Hello, guys. I hope you'll enjoy. I'm sorry. Let me start again. Hello, guys. I hope you'll indulge me for a minute. You frequently talk about how much you love it when Oscar speaks Spanish, but my favorite thing is when Oscar uses the Yiddish word tukas. First, it's adorable, but I also love it because I have a sneaking suspicion that he doesn't know the word is Yiddish, and I go down mental rabbit holes trying to figure out how and when he learned the word tukas. It has me thinking, what would it be like if Oscar said other Yiddish words?
I have provided
a list of pronouncers included. If Oscar would be so good as to read at least a few of them, I would appreciate it. Have we provided Oscar with the Yiddish words?
Yes, the list is right here. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
And I actually, without looking up, I know the definitions of all these Yiddish words.
All right, give us the first one.
Blots.
Again?
Blots.
It's with a P.
It's with a P, Oscar.
Plots.
It says a P. Plots.
Plots. Why are you so angry with it?
Plots.
It means to sit down. Like,
so
come in,
plots over here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to plots over here.
Use it in another sentence, please.
So, come in, plots.
Sit.
Yeah, okay. Sit.
All right, very good.
Schlep.
Again?
Schlep.
It means to carry something heavy. And also, it can be used as a noun or a verb. I had to schlep that table up the stairs, or my ride into work today. Oi, what a schlep.
Or I had to schlep that 64-ounce ginger ale to the car.
Never a schlep. You just plots and drink it.
Very good.
Kvetch.
Again?
Kvetch.
Try this. Try kvetch.
Vetch.
No, kvetch.
Kvetch.
It's not possible. Kvetch means to complain or to be a complainer. What a kvetch. Kvetching all the time.
We kvetch a lot on this.
Oh, we've made a career of it.
Yeah, we do. That's what we do. We kvetch.
Mashugana.
Good pronunciation
he
on
nailed
that.
That one.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Fiddler on the roof.
Yeah.
Schmuck.
You're looking at him.
There it is. All the
Took
best.
Us. I heard on the Don and Mike show for the very when
really?
I was, when I was young.
Oh,
when I was young. Yes.
We taught you Tukas.
Yes.
That's sweet.
She's got a great Tukas. Amanda Kudaswavy from Bridgeport, Connecticut. The best part of Connecticut.
Is that your
Rob,
favorite?
We can move on, but that's wonderful. Hey, like this song too. Crank that up for me. Wonderful tune. Just the Wilburys? Is this
no, this is John Lennon.
Okay. All right. Can you start it again?
Yeah,
sure.
Because you hit the post.
Yeah.
Rob, you can talk it up.
Everybody, we want to thank you for all your great mailbag offerings, especially bringing out the Jewish side of Oscar. Hey, nobody told me he was Jewish.
Everybody's talking.
We'll be right back.
No one says a word. Everybody's making love, but no one really cares. There's Natchez in the bathroom. Just...
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme
mania.
Hatred
mania.
Of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Is that a Maddie production right there?
That's a classic Ashley promo.
Ashley.
Ashley promo.
Yeah.
Okay. Maddie's done a few good ones, too. We got Maddie on campus.
Maddie is actually going to record a new one for us today.
Ooh, I'm excited. I love my intern program. Promos. Sorry. What's wrong with you today? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest. It's wonderful. If you're like me, you have classic stuff that you want your kids to see, and you want to preserve it, because the fact is, old videotapes, old home movies, old photos, they do not last forever.
No.
And if you want to preserve them, you need Legacy Box. It's really wonderful.
You can even give them the old negatives.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they will.
I was shocked.
That's amazing. Amazing.
Into so cool.
A digitized file. They will put it on a thumb drive, the cloud DVDs. It's like magic. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of memories. All the work is done by hand right here in the USA and has been for over 10 years and 400,000 families. There's
business.
Never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit legacybox.com today to get started. For a limited time, they're offering offering our listeners a huge exclusive discount. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45, or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit, like the one Oscar's going to use.
Yep.
Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% on your Legacy Box today to get started preserving your past. And
that's what you're doing. You are preserving your past for future generations. Very cool. You got to put importance on it.
We're talking about food today. We're talking about sugar, and probably a top of mind for me because we have had to remove from the O'Mara household after the trip to Costco something that I threw into the shopping cart, and Mrs. O'Mara taken it away from me because I am abusing the privilege. Has anyone who has ever gone to the big box stores, by the way, it's not just this brand. I know they have others because I looked it up online. Has anyone ever had the pleasure of wrapping their tonsils around a Stroopwafel?
A what?
A Stroopwafel.
I've never heard of such a thing.
That's
the elite Air Corps from the Germans in the World War II, right?
Stroopwafel. Ja, das ist einen Stroopwafel. Oh,
yeah. Das are they like Eggos?
They are not like
Eggos. Ich bin ein Dosterwafel.
Ja, wo ist die Stroopwafel? Ja, der ist der Stroopwafel. Might be Dutch.
Oh, never trust the Dutch.
And by the way, Tony, Pony, when you're doing that, please chime in because I don't have anything on my computer today. But a Stroopwafel, I think it might be Dutch.
Is it a Dutch breakfast food?
It is a tiny little disc you can eat. It looks like a mini little waffle. And then on the other side is another little disc-shaped mini little waffle about the size of a small DVD. It's
inches?
Little smaller than a DVD.
What's a small DVD?
You know, a small DVD, like a mini CD.
All right, I'm trying to describe it. Hold on.
Imagine CD.
It's about that big.
Okay.
It's about that big.
So 3 inches.
It's coaster sized.
Exactly. It's a Stroopwafel. Ich bin ein size of a coaster. Stroopwafel.
Do not put your drink on my coffee table. It's leaving ring.
By the way, I haven't gotten to the good part yet.
The laser disc waffle.
What makes these... it's a VHS. It's a Betamax Stroopwafel.
But you can send it to Legacy Box and they can put it on the cloud for you.
They'll digitize. They'll turn it into a thumb drive you can eat. So the Stroopwafel is... one side, paper thin, very thin waffle.
Delicate.
On the other side, like a cookie. Uh-huh. And then on the other side is another paper thin waffle, like a cookie.
And in between.
Oh, boy.
Is caramel.
Oh. Is caramel.
But here's the key. This is how they tell you to eat it, at least on the box that I had before I almost ate all of the Stroopwafels and Carlos.
If there are directions on how to eat a cookie, it's definitely German.
This is cool. This is very, very cool. I think it's Dutch.
Netherlands.
What is it, Pony?
It's from the Netherlands, and from the city of Gouda.
Ooh. Gouda, like where they have the cheese?
Cheese.
You know what? Book me my vacation there right now. Honest to God.
Cheese and Luftwaffels?
Luftwaffels and Gouda.
How do you spell Stroopwafel, by the way, so we get it right? I don't know.
Stroop.
Stroopwaffel.
Stroopwaffel.
That's what makes it European.
The German Luftwaffe, you know. I don't care if it's from the Netherlands, it's German to me.
Popular.
Da ist der Mutter, wo ist der Schlupfer?
It's got a popular cook show. Cooking show.
Schlupfer. So, I have to do, it has to be German. I'm sorry, I'm making it German. Here is the proper way to eat your Schlupfer. This is how you do it, okay? Yeah, maybe I'll make it a little more Dutch.
I like Dutch.
A little more of the Dutch. Okay, here's how you eat it. You ready to eat your Stroopwafel? This is the way you do it. They say you take the disc of the Stroopwafel. You get a hot beverage like your coffee or your tea.
Sure.
And you put the Stroopwafel on top of the coffee cup.
Oh, you float it.
And you let it sit there. And when you sit it on top, it liquefies the caramel and makes the Stroopwafel soft and chewy. That's why it is a fantastic. Now, I didn't eat it that way when I got it, because when I got it home.
Of course not. Takes too long.
I ripped open the bag and shoved one into my mouth.
Yeah.
And the flavor when they are not soft is not as good as when they are soft.
Do you punish the Kinder if the Kinder do not eat them right?
The Kinder. Oscar, I know you had a
I could just imagine that you would enjoy these. Are they desserts or breakfast sandwiches?
Well, you can eat it as a breakfast treat, or you can have it as a dessert for after dinner when you're having your iron coffee.
I could imagine Mike, right? Yeah. Maybe enjoying less of these and more of the experience if he evolved. It feels like the Stroop waffle is like curling. Like he could actually lay out a bunch of sugar. And then you could curl your way up to the Stroop waffle all the way up to your coffee pot.
So what, he's like throwing the tea kettle?
Yes.
And sliding it? And Carla's in front sweeping.
Yes.
My American university education fails me. But the Netherlands is Dutch, correct? The Netherlands is Amsterdam, correct?
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Am I right about that?
Is it Norwegian?
No, that's Norway.
It's the Netherlands.
Sorry, Lev.
Mike, is it Switzerland? I'm just asking like Oscar would.
I don't know. They have nice cruise lines.
The Norwegian cruise lines.
I wonder if they serve them on there.
They might. If you upgrade your stateroom, we will throw in a stroopwafel and one cup of tea.
Thank you for the stroopwafel. So you can go to a whorehouse, smoke some pot, have a stroopwafel, and then enjoy your time.
I was spending a marvelous long weekend in The Hague and just enjoying so many stroopwafels. It was a marvelous day. And the hookers were great.
I always get confused with the Netherlands. So the Netherlands, you got your wooden shoes, you got your dykes.
Yeah.
Right? You got your...
All people, Mike.
I'm talking about the water barrier.
I know, but I'm saying there's lots of people there. They also have windmills.
You got tulips. You got windmills.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You got pot. You got whorehouses.
Oh, and the other thing is
the red light district.
And when you eat at a restaurant, everyone always pays separate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's how you go Dutch.
That's exactly right.
Dutch treat.
Is that where that comes from?
I just made it up.
Oh, I was like, oh my God, I never knew why.
Make sure you don't go to a hostel and sleep in a bed with somebody else, or you might get one of those pesky ovens. The Dutch ovens.
the worst oven.
Yes, you don't want a Dutch oven.
I believed Spiewak.
Truly a treat.
You go Dutch. Yeah, that's a delicious treat that was. Happy Stroopwafel. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're running out of time.
Hello, ladies. This is Andrea. I'm the newest TMOS intern and the only intern with, how you say, international appeal. I'm from Italy, but now I'm in America, and I'm also in your heart. You can hear me every week on the Mike O'Mara Show, and in your home, by special appointment. So, ciao, belle.
Simple and good.
You know what? Like we have such a batch. Recipe. We have such a great batch of interns, but I have never seen an intern come in and get it as fast as Andrea.
One take.
He's marvelous.
I love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018. Want to talk about this? Really, really important. Got to move the meter for us on this. When we want to make sure that everyone knows the new policy, here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. Mm-hmm. The rent stays the same
as before.
It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. Please do it today. It's catch-up time, folks.
It is.
I won't bore you with the details, but if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, boy?
It seems so simple, but if you don't have this, you are quite simply an idiot. You need to have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen. Mm. And this one is on sale. It is rated 5 stars. It's $21.99. It's on sale. You can have it in your home in days. Just stick it in your cabinet. And you're safe. If you ever have a kitchen mishap, you're ready to go. It's perfect. It's the First Alert rechargeable standard home fire extinguisher. Even comes with a bracket if you want to mount it.
Nice.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find that and Stroop waffles and more at the top of the MikeO'MaraShow.com homepage. Get clicking and start today. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So how's everybody doing today?
Great.
It was good. It was cold this morning, though. It was below freezing.
Well, Chitty. Are you going to? Willie. All I know is that I called my sister, and they're supposedly getting another nor'easter, and March has officially come in like a lion, and it's very difficult. You're not going to be affected. The Northeast. My wife is flying to your fine area tomorrow, and I just want to make sure everything.
Are you going to be alone?
I'm going to be alone down
there. Just you and the dogs, huh?
Yes, there's a big move afoot, so I'll talk more about it later.
David.
We're going to get a possible dusting in the city
but
and
no
in the suburbs.
Wind or tragedy.
Nothing
or
like that.
My prediction is this. They're going to bone us because they owe us. They
you
owe
mean
us.
They're going to bone you by saying it's not going to be anything and you're going
to
get whacked.
And I'll be walking to work and it'll just be you and I doing the show.
She's getting in. I think she's getting in like two. Is that going to be like the teeth of this thing tomorrow or what?
I heard it was going to be in the morning, a morning event.
You know what I love about you two guys?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. The guys I work with, and really this is different than any other incarnation of this show, but Oscar and Rob just get it done. I never hear complaints about, oh, we had ice, we had snow. When I ask you guys about the weather, you're just chill on it. And last week, like when the entire eastern seaboard was sloughing off into
falling apart.
You guys were going to just go. And by the way, I'm watching CBS this morning, and I rarely watch that morning show, and I'm watching it today. And at a certain point, are we going to get to the level in this country where when you're looking at a beachfront property and you're shockingly describing how their basement washed into the sea, okay, the fact is that's going to be normal.
Yeah.
That is going to
every
be the way
every beachfront property
it is.
Is going to be a rental by definition.
That's why,
because it's not going to stay.
40 years ago, it didn't happen like that.
No.
There was an occasional storm, but now it's every year somebody on the coastline is going to have their property washed into the sea. That's just the way, because the sea is encroaching on the land and the world. That's reality. That's a fact. That's
prior to 7 o'clock this morning, they were soft selling all the possible dusting, like in the DC and the suburbs. But also now on the Apple Weather app, they've changed it to a rain event.
A rain event?
Yeah, there's rain, no snow.
Oh, well, then they boned us.
Yeah.
Regardless.
So we're doomed. Probably be dead.
So you still get excited about the snow? You're thinking you might get one last snowstorm.
We haven't had a single snowstorm at all.
We had a glazing. That's it. But, you know, many big snowstorms have hit this area in the month of March.
But the glazing you're talking about is not...
Oh, it's not.
It's not a blizzard.
No, it's not.
It's nothing that we'd ever have to go off air for.
Right.
Rob, have you eaten anything glazed in the last month?
I'm going to play the odds and say, yes, I have.
I have. I can guarantee you I have. Because Carla did that fundraiser for the Little League.
Oh, the donuts.
Those firemen.
And they were fresh that day, weren't they?
Well, they're not Stroop waffles, but they're pretty good
stuff.
Hey,
what is?
It's really delicious. So anyway, the East Coast up there around New York City.
We're thinking about
Boston,
you because they're getting boned.
Yeah, they are.
But you know what? My sister, tough girl, always, you know, when I called her over the weekend, I was like, are you okay? Because I was watching a news report. There was some house sliding into the sea and people in the middle of Boston that were being evacuated. And there was some guy at the Little League game that went, yeah, they're evacuating the whole city there. And he was lying and not telling the truth. And I called my sister.
Yeah.
And I said, are you okay? And she said, yeah, why? That's Kathy.
Of course.
I called my brother, same thing. They live close to each other, right? They're in Hawaii.
Sure.
They are, really. you know, the fact
it's a rain event in Hawaii as well.
This is your brother.
For a
your
couple weeks.
Your sister is in Orlando.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have to ask, because people are wondering.
Mm-hmm.
We're
going down?
Yes, I make plans.
We need a date.
By the way, and if it's like next week, it ain't happening. So, I mean,
Sorry.
This is an Airbnb.
What plans do you have?
I got the Colburns are coming into town for St. Patrick's
Day.
I have a life. And
the Colburns
sort of
are coming.
It.
The Colburns are coming.
You come rolling in here like 2 weeks ago, and you go, by the way, here's this
amazing. But you also made it seem like it was going to be more of a summer event.
I did say it was a summer event.
It was a summer event.
You weren't listening to me.
It's a summer event?
I said in the summer, they'll be traveling. as a family.
Oh, summer in Orlando?
Yeah.
He did not lay out. He did not.
$2,000 No. I don't remember summer.
You said Disney World, and I said in the summer we could all go.
I thought it was going to be the spring. No, I'm not going to be in Maine in the summertime. I'm not going to be in Florida. I leave Florida in the summertime. That's the reason I leave Florida. It's going to be 300 degrees.
This is when
I don't
you
care if
in.
I got it wrong. Mm. I don't care if I'm getting it right now. Have fun. Have fun in Orlando. Enjoy. Both of you go down and see the sights.
I might bring Jabril.
Thank you.
Have yourself a Stroop waffle, and you two share that. I'll be up in Maine talking.
Mike, I'll be at Epcot. I'll be wearing a carnation so you recognize me. I'll be at Epcot. I'll be... Hey, you know where I'll be? I'll be in the Netherlands at Epcot.
The
experimental prototypical city of tomorrow. And I'll be eating Stroopwafel in Florida.
Summertime, Disney, the best.
Hey, I've done it. Robert's Make-A-Wish was August, as you recall.
Yes, lovely.
Yeah, it was. I was a trifle damp.
Yeah, it's no. This is gonna be.
It can't get that hot down there.
The great white north. Have fun though. You'll have.
Mike,
fun.
I think you should come. I think we should all go. Think of it for the show.
If we went without you, you would be crushed.
I'll go in the fall.
Can they move?
I'll make that note.
Yeah, see if you can't get that vacation move for them.
Okay, very good.
Come on down,
Tatiana.
No.
You could go on it. You could ride.
Summers don't work.
Pilgrimage up north.
Summers don't work for Mike.
No, thrill rides with Robert.
I'm up with my family. We got things going on.
What about my family? Come see my family.
Have fun. That's it. I'm sorry. I thought it was spring. Didn't you think it was spring?
No, he said summertime.
Yes.
I don't remember hearing summertime. I guess I heard what I wanted to hear.
Because summertime and the living is easy.
Yeah, my terrible apologies to everybody.
Terrible!
Mike, we're renovating the studio here in the next month. This studio here.
Okay, yeah, then once again, there's something else that doesn't affect me. Anyway, we're fine with that. Everything will be... it affects you, but I mean,
How are we going to go to Florida if we're supposed to be renovating the studio? Yeah. We talked about this when you were here.
Yeah, as far as... Well, come up to Maine. Come up to Maine and do the show from up there.
There's no Disney World in Maine.
There's no. But so go to Florida and we'll.
There's no Universal.
That's right.
We'll, look, the bottom line is.
Do you have a Simpsons ride up there?
By the way, and the new push. I saw this. Where did I see this? That they were doing a big push. It was probably on the Oscars, right? Because
for what?
Disney cap cities. They were pushing Disney World.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Toy Story Land. Isn't Toy Story like a 300-year-old movie?
Mike,
what are they doing
Disney
that for?
Is all about never letting go. But you realize they still have Song of the South characters on rides
also,
down there.
Star Wars.
Never let it go.
They have like a 12-hour experience now. And they have an Avatar exhibit. Like, Avatar Park now.
Yeah, and Casablanca.
Like the movie Avatar.
Casablanca World.
I can't wait to hear the reviews. I can't wait to hear the reviews and then take my kid up there on a weekend drive. When it's normal to be here. Anyway, that
saddens me.
That is the snootiest comment you've said in, I would say, years.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you. That's why, because soon I will be in my 60s. We are going to take a break.
Snooty has nothing to do with 60s. Yeah,
well, naughty.
My ship has come in.
Thank you. Yes. It's easy to grin. we'll take a break. News you may not need coming up on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Cake and Cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie. And this week on Cake and Cookies, I give a final update on my jaw surgery. Rob has an existential crisis. Typical. And I have an interesting trip to the sensory deprivation chamber. Rob and Katie. Cake and Cookies are still getting it done.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
So she's getting her final jaw surgery?
Today is her surgery.
Oh, Godspeed, Katie. We love you. I hope you do very, very well.
Old Dan Von Herman.
Right.
He really got a lemon. Let me tell you.
Hey, what he did is he got
a lemon.
A fixer-upper. It's going to be great.
Wife-flipping.
Wife-flipping. Hey, I watched an episode of the Wife Brothers.
I was at their wedding, and her jaw looked fine.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. If you're going into battle, you need your best soldiers at your side. Guys you can trust, guys who know what they're doing. That's why you need the guys at Cornerstone First Financial. Let them fight to get you the best deal possible, whether it's a refi or getting pre-approved to buy a home. Cornerstone First Financial will advise you and make sure that you win the finance battle. They know their stuff, they genuinely care about you, and they won't treat you, they won't retreat on you until the financial... What?
They won't
retreat until you win the financial fight.
No retreat.
Jesus. Right. Just ask Oscar or the whole Santana family. These guys are our friends. And if you're smart enough to call them, they'll be your friends, too. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Be smart with Cornerstone First Financial. We love them. You're going to love them. And we thank them.
News.
The 2018 Academy Awards telecast on ABC attracted 26.5 million viewers across the nearly four-hour show on Sunday night. While that was good enough to handily top all of Sunday's broadcast competition and most of the award shows of the past year, it is still the least watched Oscars to date.
Really, the worst?
The drop-off was not entirely unexpected, as the audiences for most award shows have seen declines in recent years. Maybe they ought to think about doing things a little differently.
Yes, that's right.
Hey,
yes.
You know?
Maybe time really is up.
As it stands. Jeez. Hit it again. Hit it again. Thing for God's sake. Yeah, there it is. All right. It's the alarm that you have like at your fingertips all the time.
That's the one in the board.
Forget it. As it stands, no, the 2018.
His fingers were covered in glazed donuts. He could not get the board to work.
That's what it was.
The 2018 Oscars are down.
Your brain has the glaze on it.
19% compared to 2017. So nobody's watching. So
that surprises me because you know what? Some of the Best Picture nominees were real sort of mainstream popcorn pictures. Get Out and I think Shape of Water.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah, but overall the movies just could not. I mean, compared to previous years.
Sure.
I mean, I disagree.
Also, the formula for these shows, Mike. You talked about it for years now.
They're getting tired. They're getting very tired. Right?
More clips, less just, Kimmel. You know,
more clips, less Kimmel, less circle technical awards that nobody gives a rat's. Wow. That's about. Okay? Thank you very much.
So less of that.
Here's the bitterness award. We have a bitterness award. Funny man Seth MacFarlane has a bone to pick with the Oscars. While the award show was unfolding, the Orville creator took to Twitter to criticize the Academy for tending to favor dramas over comedies. Here's his quote. Here's another big problem with the Oscars. No one talks about it. It's 99% drama. That's according to MacFarlane. Until a movie like Bridesmaids or Airplane gets a Best Picture win or even a nomination, it's all conspicuously incomplete. Get Out is a breath of fresh air, to be sure, but it's the exception. Well, why is it the except? Get Out was kind of a drama. It was kind of a thriller.
It was a horror film, not a comedy.
Yeah, kind of a thriller, horror type.
Shut
movie.
Up, Seth, you jerk.
Just knock it off. So did you guys hear about this in the D.C. area? A pilot on a United flight that took off and landed amid rough winds on the East Coast reported pretty much everyone on the plane threw up.
Yeah, landed at Dulles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. The pilot of United Express Flight 3833 from Charlottesville, Virginia to Washington, Dulles. Jesus, that's like a 10-minute flight.
Yeah.
Charlottesville, Virginia to Dulles? That's like, what? Take a car. Anyway.
Mr. Lebowski.
The bum's lost. Anyway, he reported turbulence, very bumpy on descent. The pilot's report was shared by the National Weather Service Aviation Weather Center, said pretty much everyone on the plane threw up. The report said even the pilots were on the verge of throwing up. That must be some weird, different kind of turbulence to cause everybody.
Or the neurovirus.
You mean the norovirus?
Neurovirus.
Or the rotovirus.
Rotovirus.
Isn't it the neurovirus?
There's both.
Thank you. The aircraft landed safely and taxied to its gate, according to United.
I know that the rotavirus will really play havoc with your tuchus.
No customers required medical attention because of the turbulence. More than 3,000 flights were canceled, and another 4,800 were delayed Friday as a result of the nor'easter, and they're getting another one tomorrow.
But does that type of turbulence cause so much nausea?
I don't know. That's what I'd like to know. The type. Is it sideways? Is it up and down? What's going on?
I think a lot of times with a severe drop does it. If it's something where it's a severe drop because it really unsettles your body.
I'm not the best traveler, but I'll say I've never felt like, oh my God, I need to get that little bag that's in there
Me neither. I'm a terrible traveler, and I've never had that, and it's because I always keep a duffel bag full of Stroop waffles. moving right along, Fox is still trying to lure Peyton Manning into the Thursday Night Football booth. But the network wants to have a role for its lead Sunday analyst on Thursdays as well. The New York Post reports that Fox wants Troy Aikman to work on its Thursday night pregame show, giving Aikman another high-profile role in addition to his job as the top commentator on Fox's Sunday afternoon games. The NFL's previous Thursday night partners, CBS and NBC, have used their lead Sunday announcers on Thursday nights as well, but Fox has said it wants to have a separate Thursday night team, blah, 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 the blah, blah, blah. Too complicated.
I just hope the NFL and Fox work this out because the NFL really needs the attention.
Absolutely. The biggest name on Fox that they could hire is Manning, who's also said to be ESPN's first choice on Monday nights. Oh, Peyton. Yeah, such a dream life.
He owns a piece of Papa John's. By the way, that didn't go so well.
Yeah.
With Papa pulling out, right?
Not so great.
By the way, Fox, because Rob does not want this exposure, Fox is broadcasting the NFL draft for the first time this year, and Aikman may be a part of the coverage as well.
Wow. Is it too late to bring back Rush Limbaugh as an NFL commentator? I liked him. He was good.
Aren't the Manning brothers known for not having a personality?
Like, well, they asked Eli about whether he thinks his brother Peyton should be in the broadcast booth, and he said, "Of course I do." That could be a good time, I think, for Peyton. Thank you.
He's named Barry. He's a quarterback.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Do you have those moments where you wonder how all these idiots are making a fortune doing things like YouTube pranks or even being your boss? Hi. Meanwhile, you're so much smarter.
Hi, Mike.
You have like $57 in the bank. A new study has an answer. Researchers at the University of Catania.
Really?
Where's Catania?
I got to check the setup for Cage.
It's in Italy. They studied people over 40 years to find the connection between brains, talent, and financial success. And they found that the smartest and most talented people are never the ones who make the most money. Literally never.
Never.
So how do less talented or intelligent people rise higher? Two words, quote, pure luck. The researchers say, quote, some degree of talent is necessary to be successful in life, but almost never do the most talented people reach the highest peaks of success, being overtaken by mediocre but sensibly luckier individuals. So what can you do about it? By the way, people that are real dicks I've talked to people over the years, sure. People that I find are really, they never like to say that. I've noticed that. No one likes to attribute luck to success.
You make your own luck.
That is the whole term of whole terms.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
That's two
because
of them.
You
pun.
Don't. Yeah. You don't. You take advantage of your luck. You
no,
don't
but I would say you prepare yourself. You put yourself in the position for when that lucky moment comes.
You're giving yourself more credit. What you do is you take advantage of luck if it comes your way. But you can prepare. You can do whatever you need. But you have to.
You're always going to be lucky. Right?
Well, no. When you say make your own luck or you prepare.
I never said make your own luck. I said like, you are prepared to take advantage of the luck.
You just said you make your own luck.
You take advantage of the opportunity.
That's it. That's the way I would describe it.
What do you say about the people that say the harder I work, the luckier I got?
That's an arrogant statement.
Okay.
It truly is an arrogant statement. The fact is, you take advantage of your break by working harder. I'm all in on that. But when they say the harder I work, the luckier I get, it's like it's so arrogant because you don't look. People like George Clooney, they've got talent. He's not more talented.
How about this?
1,000 actors.
The
out
more
there,
you give, know? The more you get.
Well, that's volunteer.
The love you make is equal to the love you take.
You know, you guys can lick it. The researchers say, quote, some degree of talent is necessary to be successful in life, but almost never do the most talented people reach the highest peaks of success, being overtaken by mediocre but luckier individuals. So what can you do about it? Sadly, not much.
Wow.
Just keep on plugging away at what you're good at and hope you finally catch a break. Oscar, we talk about it on this particular show.
Yeah.
We talk about the fact that we do. Look, I don't want to sound arrogant, but I will sound arrogant. We think we do a fun show and a very entertaining show. It's why we've been on for as long as we've been on. But we always think that maybe this show deserves more.
Yes.
And this show should get more.
Yes.
And until we get more, we rely on you to buy the bonus shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
That'll
you.
Bring and you luck.
And a legacy box.
And all that. And legacy.
And Harry's.
Mm-hmm. That's it. But, you know, I believe that. And when I hear people that are enormously successful saying they made their own luck, No, you got lucky. You got a great, fabulous break. That's the way I look at it. A 20-year-old, now a little something-something, a 20-year-old college student from Bangladesh was flying home from Myanmar on Saturday and got completely naked shortly after takeoff.
Nice.
Then, while he was naked, he started watching porn on his laptop.
Oh, my God.
One of the crew members told him to put his clothes back on, which he did. But then he tried to hug a flight attendant and got aggressive when she rejected his advances. Several passengers helped hold him down. Then crew members tied his hands with a piece of cloth for the rest of the flight.
That sounds
kind of blank Bangladeshi. Anyway, it's not clear if he'd been drinking, but airport police arrested him when they landed. The unruly passenger was identified as Richard Parker.
Here we go. I need to take my clothes off and start watching my pornography on the plane. Don't tie me with cloth.
We're coming at you with cloth, Richard.
Just tie my wrists with homespun.
Anyway, that's it. That's all the way back to Gandhi reference right there.
Good stuff.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun. The Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun. Fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. It's the worst time of year. Your hockey seats were too low. The shingles blew off your house. Your kids won't empty the dishwasher, and all the old people are hogging the samples at Costco. Man pays attention to the show.
Yeah, he does.
What will you do? What will you do?
What?
Well, Nimrod, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from an Alexa on Celexa into a cheery Siri.
This is great.
Ha ha! La la la! Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com. By the way, the only one I have to ask you about, did I read the ha ha's and the la la la's?
Exactly
like you
the way
wanted?
I wanted it!
Ha ha! La la la! Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click
the button. See, Celexa is a mood elevator.
It's true.
Ha ha! La la la!
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the bonus banner, spread the cheer, buy the bonus show, quit sucking. Thank you very much. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, March 6th, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
Oscar, if you were working here until 3 in the morning,
yes.
Did you miss the Bachelor finale?
Oh my God, yes, I did. DVR'd it.
Oh, Big S went down.
Oh, you know what? Spoiler.
I will spoil it. Here it comes, because... Is it Ari?
Ari, yes. Ari, Bachelor Ari.
Bachelor Ari broke up with Lauren.
What?
Oh, no,
got
no,
engaged
no.
to Becca.
Oh, no.
But wait. Then breaks up with Becca because he wants to get back with Lauren.
No.
Let's hear that moment.
No.
Becca, by the way, was the smoking smoke show of the 22-year-old that left like 2 weeks ago.
So here he is breaking up with Becca to go back after Lauren.
And the reality of it is that, you know, being with you, although it's been everything that I wanted, I still think about her.
Do you want to be back with her?
I want to see if there's that possibility.
Are you kidding me? This is just like a really thing on your part.
Can you pause it for a second,
everything
please?
About
yep. So the guys talk like that too? I want to say, oh, is that a possibility?
Yeah.
He talks like the
vocal
the
fry. It's vocal fry. Yeah, they all
vocal
have it.
Vocal fry. He talks on.
Yeah, but this is, he's, again, just for some little context for you that aren't in Bachelor Nation.
I don't watch it. I don't watch that
Bachelor
crap.
Nation. You're not a part of Big Bachelor?
Yeah.
I don't watch that crap.
Becca was the wild card.
Right.
This season, right? And she was trouble. She was young but mature for her age. But the fact that she even got back in the mix.
Yeah.
And then got out.
They were engaged for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and look, Maddie.
By the way, if they run reruns, she'll be a Rebecca.
Intern Maddie has the dipping.
Well,
yes, Maddie.
There were two Beccas. You're thinking of the wrong Becca.
Oh, another Becca?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, no. There's
well, the same
another
thing
Becca?
Went down.
Were
yeah.
you shocked?
I was shocked.
Were you amazed?
Crazy. wild. Okay. All I gotta say. Wild.
Let us get back to this.
Hey, Maddie, hold on a second. Maddie?
Yes.
I'll give you a sound effect. Does that mean Oscar got the wrong Becca?
That's what that means.
Damn it. He's gonna go back after Lauren.
Hey, are you okay?
Leave.
She's isolated herself.
What are you still doing here?
I can feel like my future was ripped away. Like, I love you, and I obviously want you to be happy, and it's not me, but I can't even look at you like I don't. Just leave.
Frances McDormand never misses a show.
Hey, Rob, it's a shame that pesky audience is in the background there.
I know. Would you isolate it?
Would that be the greatest isolated track you could ever get?
All right. So there's this former Trump aide. His name is Sam Nunberg, and he did a series of nuts interviews yesterday.
We'll be covering this guy. By the way, sorry for political persuasions last week. We will be talking. Look, I can't guarantee we'll be talking about this guy Nunberg, but the fact is, every day something happens with this administration, so you never know what we're going to talk about on Thursday when we tape. But the fact is, this guy...
It was all over yesterday.
Full-fledged meltdown, out of control.
He did a phoner on CNN where he's screaming that he's not going to answer a subpoena, which, by the way, is a great way...
I'm not going to go there for 80 hours.
Going in.
But the greatest moment is at the end of the day when he's on Aaron Burnett.
There it is.
And this is... It's like watching a boat sink. You just put your hands on your head and say, what is that? What am I watching? Mm.
And if you ever questioned the journalistic ability of Erin Burnett, you will no longer, because she thought it, she was experiencing it, and she said it. And she is elevated in my eyes for doing this.
This is a great moment. Here we go.
Talking about whether you were drinking or on drugs or whatever had happened today. Talking to you, I have smelled alcohol on your breath.
Well, I have not had a drink.
You haven't had a drink, so that's not...
He's lying.
Because it is the talk out there. Again, I know it's awkward. Let me just give you the question. Well, you can categorically answer that. Have you had a drink today?
My answer is no. I have not.
Anything else?
No.
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 No. Besides my meds.
Okay.
Antidepressants. Is that okay?
Okay?
She stopped. This guy is a babbling. This guy's all New York push.
Yep.
Okay? And he's just babbling all day long. And she stops him in his tracks. I smell alcohol on your breath.
It's so great.
I've never seen anything like it.
Really, yesterday, just let him flame out. They said, you want to talk? Come in and talk. So that's a good story.
Hysterical.
Now,
a reality show continues.
Russ Solomon is the founder of Tower Records. And if you grew up buying records, that was the greatest record store. And he had an obit that I wish I had. It says, Russ Solomon, founder of Tower Records, dies drinking whiskey and watching the Academy Awards. And that's what happened.
Rob, and you know this, Rob told me this last night when we spoke. Rob said he was either going to be running a record store or become a male mom.
You guys are the worst.
Hey, a little soon. Not too soon, just a little soon. But here's the thing that I found fascinating. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters worked at Tower Records. Mm-hmm. I did not know that. That means he probably had to work at the Tyson store, which means I guarantee Dave Grohl has sold me a CD because I used to live at that store.
Went and saw a live concert of the Foo Fighters at Tower Records.
Did you really?
In the parking lot.
Oh, that's great. Right. And Tyson's?
Tower Records was still around in New York City, right? When you used to go to the one in New York.
Do you know, I was in Tower Records when I found out Carrie was pregnant with Julia.
Yeah.
She called me at Tower Records.
I remember how much you loved that.
What were you doing there?
I was masturbating.
God, stop it.
But I want
to...
We do. I'm sorry, Pony.
It's a different world now.
Pony, I'm so sorry you had to hear that.
I know. He did that. Stop it, Rob.
You jerk store.
And can you use a different phrase than that, please? All right. I want to do this. This is Dave Grohl talking about how great it was working at Tower Records and why he got a job there.
I got a job at Tower Records because that's the only place I could get a job with my
haircut. That is the truth. I love Tower Records and I love music, and I only wanted to work at Tower Records and be surrounded by these cool people and all this cool music. I just imagine that everybody that worked at Tower was like an aficionado.
I do miss going to record stores, and the actual answer is about every Tuesday, Mike and I would go to Tower Records, check out the new releases, because it was the greatest record store.
Boy.
In the world.
That's cool.
All right. And let's close with this. Jimmy Kimmel had a story last night about, you know, you think he's hosting the Oscars. He's got enough on his mind. And yet he arranged for his mom to come to the Academy Awards.
My mother, unbeknownst to me, spent the weekend making Oscar cookies, cookies shaped like the Oscar. And she put glitter on. I don't know if it was edible or what, but she then packed the cookies in disposable Tupperware boxes and smuggled them into the show. So while the Oscar show is going on, my mother is in the audience passing cookies around to various people, including Steven Spielberg. She gave Steven Spielberg a cookie and he ate it, which really just goes to show you, even when you're 50 years old and hosting the Academy Awards, you can still be embarrassed by mommy.
My dad, I think, said it best. He says, Jimmy Kimmel, like him or not, he just can't look unrelaxed. He is so relaxed at all times, and
he's real.
He's a great host. Love him. Anyway, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag. Good one today to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com and all regular mail. TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.